This is Ozarks at Large. Landscape architect Randy Hester, professor emeritus with the University of California, Berkeley, will present the lecture, Replace Ecological Democracy in the Landscape and Do It Now, this afternoon at 5:30, and the Stephen L. Anderson Design Center edition of Vol Walker Hall on the University of Arkansas campus as part of this year's Faye Jones School of Architecture lecture series. This morning, Hester stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio and spoke with Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas.
One of your areas or one of your topics is ecological democracy. And you've mentioned democracy even this morning. So does that really just mean, a democracy for the people, by the people? Is that essentially what you mean by ecological democracy?
Yeah, I think...
Citizens taking a hand in it?
Yeah, and we have to. I mean, we all know that democracy is not like going to the Razorbacks football game in which we are spectators. It's a spectator sport. We all have to be part of the 11, or a democracy is not very strong. And I would say I'm committed to design landscape architecture, city planning, primarily focusing on making the democracy strong. I believe that the only way we can do that is to shift the focus from short-term profit, which largely, it's not just profit for corporations, it's profit for you and me. That is, what's good for me today and tomorrow is largely what's driving the democracy. And I think that we have to push it towards ecological. The democracy has to be more informed, and policy has to be more generated on the basis of ecological principles. So, to me, and Aldo Leopold said the first principle of ecology is that land is a community. And Martin Luther King Jr. said that he was cognizant that we are tied in an inescapable web of mutuality, a community. And so community then becomes the central piece, I think, of an ecological democracy. Because if the economy... I don't really know about Walmart, but I bet that Walmart is more responsible here than they are in North Carolina, because they don't have any commitment to North Carolina other than it's a place where they sell stuff, employ people, and make money. Here, this is their place.
This is their home.
This is home. And so place is important. Community is important. And I believe that we can create an ecological democracy. It will require a shift in what we think of as democracy. And I think about it in terms of, I wish that Patrick Henry had said, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty and give me responsibility. Now, he didn't say the responsibility part.
No.
And if he had, we would have a different mindset, I think, about our democracy. We think of it as something that Thomas Jefferson and those guys gave us, but we are the only way it's going to continue to be strong. It's up to us. And we have to be responsible for it.
Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke with Randy Hester, a landscape architect who engages citizens directly in the creation of their landscapes and cities. He will speak this afternoon at 5:30 on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. Look forward to a longer interview with Hester on an upcoming edition of Ozarks at Large.